Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto de Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, this teacher shows up drunk at parent-teacher night, disrobes down to her birthday suit, and dances for several of the students' dads. This is getting out of hand. Now female teachers are going after their pupils' fathers. But usually parent-teacher nights are boring, so kudos to her trying to make it more entertaining. Also, what's the crime here? Beyond just making a bunch of men vomit on the floor. At least it was the dads and not the kids. Moving on, Elon Musk fired 90% of Twitter employees, and it functioned better. And here's the look on government workers' faces as he's starting to get ready to run the Doge department. In reality, though, he laid off 80% of Twitter and rehired many of them, and Twitter has only 40% of the staff today that it had before him. He was asked how much he would cut the government's $6.5 trillion budget. And Musk said $2 trillion, which is about 30%. That's tiny compared to the 60% for Twitter X. Number 3, why do women waste money buying stupid things like this? It's a silly question, because it usually isn't their own money. And they're also trying to fill their shallow and vacant souls. Part of it also has to do with the hedonic treadmill. They need to spend more and more on bigger things each time to get the same amount of pleasure as the last purchase. They also buy big stuffed animals so they don't have to touch their boyfriends while they sleep. Up next, we have the world's tallest and shortest women meeting for tea. And I bet you that both of them want a man that's taller than them. We might have to put King Kong into a tuxedo to make the tall one happy. But they look pretty happy here, like they're having a face-to-shin meeting or something. For some reason, this reminds me of Polly Pocket in real life. The newspaper publishing this story should be charged for sizeploitation. If I was the tiny lady, I'd be scared that the big one would try and keep me as a doll. Number 5, if you want to know how intimidated by violence women are, then check out this story. About a 21-year-old victim of assault and attempted rape, being hesitant to call the police because the attacker was black. I wonder how many cases like this are out there. Isn't it also surprising that 96% of women that are raped by non-white men? And that 0% of black women are raped by white dudes? Strange, isn't it? Why do you suppose that is? Moving on, here's the difference between Pac-Man and the Netflix adaptation. If I was Netflix, I would feel insulted by this because it looks more like a Disney adaptation to me. The best part of this is the slogan for the Jaguar ad campaign says, "Copy nothing." And it looks like it was done in this series before. Neither Pac-Man nor this guy deserve being ripped off by the Jaguar ad campaign. Number 7, Australia's banning teens under the age of 16 from using TikTok, Instagram, X, and Snapchat. YouTube is also on the chopping block. I agree this is smart, but I'm afraid it's being done for the wrong reasons. To get rid of the internet anonymity we have and force everyone to use a government ID online. Next thing you know, they'll be making VPNs forbidden too. Now in Australia, everyone has to provide ID to access social media. How great. Up next, here's who's speaking the most on the Supreme Court in 2023. Joan Jackson, and what words of wisdom is she spreading? In case you're wondering, if it was a fluke, here's what 2024 looks like. If you think this is bad, then imagine being the average black man trying to get a word in with his black wife. She's going to speak 7 or 8 times as much as you do. And apparently Clarence Thomas is one hell of a talkative dude. Number 9, Jesse Phillips says that we need International Men's Day about as much as we need White History Month. To this, all I have to ask is, why can't men have anything? That's because rights and privileges are a zero-sum game to leftoids. And if men gain them, then women have to give up theirs, and they don't want to share. I think we need Jesse here as much as women need prostate exams. Remember guys, women don't care about you. Moving on, people can't comprehend how this guy has a successful podcast with tons of beautiful college girls every single episode. It's easy. He's a fresh and fit clone for white people with better looking women. This guy doesn't have tons of black queens on there. They can barely string sentences together. He's also a YouTube entrepreneur, and I believe he used to make prank videos and saw an easy opportunity to become big in the manosphere, so he took it. Number 11, remember it's important to draw her a bubble bath when she comes home. But who's this for? The world's shortest woman from before. You can even wash your vegetables on one side of the sink and have her in the other. Then again, if you're dating a full-size woman, then this is how you get her in the mood so she can do the dishes for you. That's not bubble bath. It's Palmolive, so she doesn't actually get dishpan hands. Up next, you have the average anti-capitalist boss babe smashing the patriarchy. Looks to me like she's also smashing the hood of that car by simply leaning her butt against it, after she smashed all those cups of Pepto-Bismol flavored milkshakes. But she didn't just smash the patriarchy. It burned up in the atmosphere upon re-entry. I don't know what's more shocking, that they make clothes in that size, or that she can actually stand on her own. Number 13 in the United States has sanctuary regions, places that shield illegal aliens from arrest. I understand this, but what I don't understand is what's happening in Utah and North Dakota. Apparently someone says that Mormons want Catholics to convert, so they're protecting illegal migrants, hoping that they take the trip to Kolob too. Even the Mormons can no longer have above replacement fertility rates. Also looks like this map is misinformation, and both Utah and North Dakota are not in fact sanctuary states. Moving on, Pokemoni says that she's addicted to hooking up with different guys on dating apps whenever she travels. Women also have an easy time hooking up in big cities because the risk of being discovered is minimal with regards to your social circle. If you're a guy living in a city full of tourists, there is no easier lay than a woman on vacation. And I bet that millions of Indians are typing furiously right now trying to attract her to their country. Number 15, Barron Trump says that when Jimmy Kimmel jokes about his dad and Elon Musk, the jokes are boring and unfunny. Well, what do you expect when the jokes came from a writer's room full of wokies? It's sad that the late-night funny joke men have dozens of people writing for them, and they still can't make anybody laugh. I stopped watching back with Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien, as well as Jon Stewart. As for Kibble here, he lost his testicles when he left the Man Show. Up next is Jessie, and men need to ignore her and let her go homeless. She's almost 49 with zero retirement savings, and maybe $900 in a checking account. I'm sure that there's still tons of simps out there lining up to become her retirement plan. She's 10 years too old to get pregnant, and she's for recreational fun only. The best I can do for her is leave a kitten on her doormat. If she's lucky, she might marry a 60 or 70 year old man one day. She's not looking for love. She's looking for help. Number 17, that dude looks a lot happier before he got together with her. The good boy's upset because he's been displaced as the best friend. Dude just wants his bro back. Dogs are good judges of character, and this one looks like his life turned into a nightmare. I knew a guy who had a female cat, and when he had a girlfriend, the cat would pee on her back while they were doing it in the bed. Talk about being pissed off. Moving on, here's me getting executed in 2030 for using an ad blocker. The internet these days is useless without ad blockers, especially if you have music playlists on YouTube. Having an ad here or there for something relevant is good. But being bombarded by 2-minute-long ads before a 2 or 3 minute music video is where I draw the line. The ads were almost as long as the content itself. I don't use an ad blocker on my phone for YouTube, but I definitely use it on my desktop, where I like to have my music uninterrupted. Number 19, Rose says that men aren't dying in high enough numbers yet, and that there are too many low-quality men that are unable to live, produce nothing, and blame everyone else for their inferiority. But maybe this is all projection, that women working in government offices are producing nothing, and then going on social media to complain about how they can't get a chat. Wouldn't it be ironic if sex bots and artificial wombs turned most women into femcells? Isn't that a future you just can't wait to see? Up next, we have another woman named Rose, and this one is actually smart, saying that if you're a woman that's had her son circumcised, then you need to shut up with the whole my body, my choice stuff. John Kellogg, the inventor of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, promoted the idea to Americans that boys need to be cut to stop fapping off. Fuck Kellogg's and their effing Corn Flakes. Every man's turtle head needs a turtleneck. Maybe they should wait until guys are old enough to consent to be cut, and then see how many actually do it. Number 21, Elizabeth Cheney actually hurt Kamala Harris with swing voters in the Rust Belt. Well done, Miss Cheney. Maybe that was all according to the plan of George W. Bush. Kamala was too stupid to realize that having a neocon in her campaign was actually going to wreck her. Then again, I'm probably giving Liz Cheney way too much credit, because she couldn't even win her own campaign. Meanwhile, Trump sided with RFK and Tulsi Gabbard and won more votes. Moving on, when men tell women they're unattractive due to their weight and health, women feel awful and know what the solution is: to become even fatter and unhealthier at a bigger size. That will show those men that are trying to make them thin and healthy. But this is okay, because there are brothers out there that will love them at any size. It's just that some of them might not stick around after sticking it in her. Number 23, this guy jokes because his wife says that if women ruled the world, there would be no wars. He laughed at her and said yes, because wars require strategy and logic. But this isn't funny because history indicates otherwise. Female monarchs and rulers actually wage more wars than the male ones. Of course they did, because for them, males are just disposable cannon fodder. Literally. Female rulers just get simps and brown nosers to do the strategy and war making for them. Up next, this woman was sentenced to 15 years in prison after running over the man that killed her dog. I don't agree with what she did, but I understand it. Where are all the simps petitioning the government saying that she's way too hot to be locked up and that they can fix her, the female version of John Wick? Hopefully they let her out in 10 years and buy her a puppy. On second thought, she should have another 5 years added to her sentence for having that awful hair. Number 25 and the last one, whenever you go on dating apps these days, at least half the women are using filters on their pictures and it looks really awful. Also be careful, because according to sources, 87% of profile pictures are 10 years old or older. So you roll the dice every time you go on a date. Between fake up, face app, and filters, you might think you found the woman of your dreams. But instead, machete shows up. Careful out there, kings. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.